Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. I cannot tell you how excited I am. Many of you have seen my guest on the show before, but you don't know how much I love this person. And a text or a call here and there over time has been such a gift to keep me going. He is one of the bravest, most resilient, best people you could ever know. And the last person who should have been as persecuted as he has been. But I believe that there is a reason for that. And that is because Coy Griffin is one of the best of the best of the Patriots out there. And I'm so excited to welcome you back. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Mel, what a total honor it is to be able to come on your platform with you. And, you know, the expression that you held just now on who I am and what I've been through, it means a lot to me, and I appreciate it, Mel. You're a great friend.
Yeah, and you've been such a good friend, and we met, you know, now it's almost 3.5 years ago, and every time that I see you, I see something so much bigger, and it's great, because a lot of people saw you during the 2016, 2017. A lot of people know you as a running Cowboys for Trump. You rode your horse all across. You actually rode your horse to Jerusalem, but that's a whole nother story. But you rode your horse down, and Trump really saw you. Trump saw you as an icon for him. He invited you into the Oval Office. He saw you as an icon for America, for what he was trying to do, giving America back to the people. You represented to him the people. So I just want you to talk a little bit about, because not only have you been in the ministry, are you an actual cowboy? Are you New Mexico? You were a business owner. But on top of that, before people even started talking about doing civic duty and giving yourself to your community, you were doing that. So before we get into the amazing events of the last couple of years, just tell people a little bit about your background that might not have seen you here before, because you've been busy.
You know, Mel, real in a tight nutshell, girl, I'm generations back in New Mexico. I've lived in Paris. I worked in the Wild West show in Disneyland Paris for about 5 years. After that, God called me into the ministry, where I did a lot of street evangelism. And as you mentioned, I landed back here and where I rest. I pastored a church, Cowboy Church, here for about 5 years. I watched the moral decay around me and the pressure, and being a small business owner, as you mentioned, suffered from heavy taxation, which moved me over into the realm of politics. When I got there, I stood strong for President Trump, his efforts for border security. Yep. And through that, I got to know President Trump on a personal level. As you mentioned, I've been in the Oval Office. I've spoken to him on the phone. And all of that speaks more on behalf of President Trump, I believe, him reaching out to me, than it does me, Mel, because I've said it from the beginning that President Trump is the people's president. And by President Trump paying attention to the efforts that I carried only spoke more about him being the people's president. He looked at me as, I believe, maybe a voice for many in the ag world or the logging and sawmilling and those issues that I speak directly on. So, yeah, I believe that, you know, a friendship. I pray that I have President Trump's respect as I stood strong through the certification process. I stood strong through January 6th, peacefully and patriotically. And I'm excited about the future.
Yeah, me too. Now, I do want to say we have a show that we did with Coy around the time that January 6th happened. We'll get into what happened to him that day, but I'm going to put a link below to that because I want people to understand not only his past is in that, but what happened that day, because we'll get into it in a minute, but I want everyone to understand he went there to pray, okay? And there he's praying on camera in front of the Capitol. And all these people are praying with him, and everyone was feeling really, I mean, it was a really positive, beautiful thing. And that is what he did on January 6th. So yes. I have the proof. Now we have a lot of video coming out. We know all of that. Can you tell the audience from beginning, and then we'll get into what happened?
Sure.
First, you ran and you won in New Mexico. So let's talk about why you ran and what you ran for, and you won. People love you in New Mexico. It's got nothing to do with people. Go ahead.
I think it'd be more fair to say that people love me in my district, which is more of a conservative area of New Mexico. I'd like to think the people of New Mexico love me, but the people of New Mexico have suffered from a very strong political decay for years. And it's no chance that Jeffrey Epstein's Zorro Ranch is located in New Mexico. I'm sorry to say it about the political cartel here in New Mexico, Mel, but it's reflective of it. But you know, on the day why I ran for office, it was, you know, as a born again Christian, as somebody who prays for righteousness and loves righteousness and doesn't like the heavy hand of Caesar upon us, I think that's why I ran for office. And you know, whenever I ran for office, Mel, whenever I was, I think something that's more and more important to me every day as I kind of process and analyze why there's so much weakness on the local level and in regards to the oath of office. Whenever I was sworn into office, Mel, I was the only elected official that day that actually placed my hand on a Bible when I swore my oath. The rest of everybody else, including the sheriff, and all conservatives, mind you, all would say that they would be strong believers in God or Christians, if you will. But nobody put their hand on an actual Bible and swore their oath. And I think that by me doing that, there's power in that. There's a type of power that maybe can't be understood by our conscious mind, but there's power in swearing your oath before God and putting your hand on a Bible. But since I did that, God has given me the strength and the courage to push through a lot of political attacks. And God has also allowed the doors to open to make the type of contacts that couldn't be explained outside of the power of God.
Yeah. And you also, the one thing that you're talking about, I've done, obviously I was kicked off of YouTube for it, but I did really deep dives into Epstein and other things I wasn't allowed to, which is fine. I never went back to YouTube once they kicked me off. A lot of people did. And they stayed there just to get and worked around it. I knew I couldn't be censored, but one thing I do want to say about New Mexico is you really cared about, like you said, logging, you were in that world. You cared about the environment, but not the green environment, the actual environment. You cared about there's a lot of Native American communities there that are really run down. There's a lot of corruption. You cared about land management. You cared about the farmers. So a lot of the reasons that you ran were because you loved the rural and all of the stuff around there. And that was part of your life. So you, as a cowboy and a farmer and all of this stuff, lived this world and you saw the corruption and you wanted to help that. I know the Native American community there really wanted your help and you won. You won. So when January 6th happened, what was your position?
I was a sitting county commissioner at that time.
Right. Let's talk about that.
Very involved in the election and in election integrity.
Right.
Well, I'm proud to say that we were one of the only counties in the United States that did a full audit, not a complete forensic side because we were shut down by Dominion. But I worked with David and Aaron Clements and some of the other leaders in the election. And we did a very extensive audit that has massive evidence that I truly do believe is going to be once again looked at in the very near future.
Me too. So you, me too, 100%. So this is all leading to why what happened to him most recently, in my opinion, happened. So you go there, you stand for the people of New Mexico. You had great issues that you were working on. You were really going to help the people that needed the help the most. The reason that Trump was attracted to you and brought you into his world was because you represented that group of people that had been ignored a lot. So you see what's happening on November 3rd. You decide to go with Cowboys for Trump as somebody representing election integrity and what was going on. You go to DC and tell the story of what happened once you went there on January 6th.
Absolutely. You know, as you mentioned, my day ended in prayer, but I would say what drew me there, Mel, was election integrity. I didn't go with the main focus just to go pray in DC. You know, I mean, I pray to be a man of prayer and be in constant prayer, but I went because the 2020 election was a rigged election. And that's why I went. Now, as I got there, a friend of mine, Gary Chapman, reached out to me and encouraged me to go pray. And then those doors kind of began to open. And that's inevitably what landed me on my final resting place on the west side of the terrace, leading tens of thousands of people in prayer. It was a wonderful honor, and one that I'll never say that I wish I wouldn't have been a part of. I mean, I wasn't a part of an insurrection. I wasn't a part of a violent mob, and I wasn't even disruptive, which was proven through my acquittal of those charges, you know. Right. So I was found guilty of misdemeanor trespass.
And you were thrown in jail.
Yes, I was placed in solitary and pretrial detention before I was before I had my trial. I spent 3 weeks in what they call the DC Gulag, a place of the type of torture that I can't even begin to express in words, because you can't. I mean, you know, the conditions, that what you read is true. Myself personally, my cell was covered in black mold. The water that I had to drink was brown coming out of my faucet, and I didn't take a shower for 9 days. You know, they restricted me from a telephone call for 9 days. That's just really just a few of the minor things. But God forbid, don't feel sorry for me whenever there's still men and women locked up in that place. It's just, it's terrifying to me. It's, you know, I mean, I think that I do kind of suffer a little bit of anxiety and stuff from it, because I couldn't even imagine being in there 5 more minutes. But anyways, yeah, I went through all that, but I'm really the most excited about, Mel, and I don't mean to take leader on our conversation.
No, you can. But, you can. I want to get there. I just want people to understand that you've been through it all.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was sentenced to 2 weeks in jail by Trevor McFadden at the end of my misdemeanor trespass charge, which I already spent 3 weeks in solitary. So I guess the government just does whatever. But I've appealed that conviction, and Lisa Ryan, the D.C. appellate, or the D.C. The lawyers there in D.C. that handle the appeals, amazing attorneys. Lisa Wright is a lady to truly be commended. I appreciate her just pointing to the letter of the law in regards to restricted areas and the fact that the government, according to U.S. code, has got to have those areas posted visibly for people to see, right, which was not done on January 6th. So if we can get my appeal on the trespass charge overturned, and that would declare and set precedents that we had the legal right to have been on those grounds on that day. So all of the other parading and picketing and all the other charges would go away. Plus, I believe it would give more leverage to move to the place where any actions that were taken to remove protesters from those grounds would have been illegal actions by a tyrannical government, which unfortunately is our U.S. government right now. So it would be a huge win, Mel. It'll be orally argued on December the 4th in Washington, D.C., in which I'll be present.
Yeah, and we know that hundreds of people had that charge, and that charge led to the other charges you're talking about, parading, all of that. And everyone knows that's a totally bogus thing, especially when we've seen not only Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the Women's March, all of this, all the same. We just saw a giant, very violent protest by pro-Palestinian people downtown. Yeah. I mean, this has got to be addressed. And I think that we got to also understand that Koi is fighting the government, so I am going to also ask that you, if you can, at this Thanksgiving and Christmas season, you help him with this legal case, because he is one man that's been fighting a lot, and it's very expensive to fight the government, but he has the ability to appeal this, to get it overturned. And then that could start a domino effect, which we're hoping for all of the January 6th prisoners, all of the nonviolent people that have served time, that have plead out, that are on some kind of list now for life. We got to get this all reversed. But Koi has the ability, and I believe God puts him in this place, because we got more to talk about, to start unlocking, to start pushing those dominoes. This is an excellent case. If you want to get involved and help January 6th, his case right now, that the appeal on the trespassing is a giant situation that could really start unlocking a lot of this gridlock. Now, let's talk about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, as well as equally as important too, Mel, is it'll give those that were there on that day the security to be able to sleep at night without living in fear that the FBI is going to kick their door down and flashbang children. You know, I mean, because whenever I was charged with this trespass charge, the first question I had is, where did I trespass at? Where did I cross the line at? And I'm sure that any of your listeners that were there on that day, when they heard of this restricted zone, that's probably their first point of research where they tried to find out where this was, because it was a trap. But if I can beat this, which I should, then for those that haven't been charged but are afraid of being charged, it could offer great peace to them as well.
Yeah, and I want people to understand that's a really important point. There's a lot of people living in fear out there. I know a few of them, and I have to say they are saying that they have an 1,100 more people they want to go after for the exact same thing. So please, you know, understand that. Now let's get into the 14th Amendment and what happened in New Mexico, because we have seen them. They have now, I think, four states have rejected taking Donald Trump off of the ballot. I believe when I saw this happen to you, I said, they're doing this to Coy. They're testing it to see if they can do it to Trump. So you go home after being held in the gulag for not entering the Capitol. And the reason I brought up you praying, I know that wasn't your plan to be there, but it's on tape. So it's on camera with hundreds of people surrounding you. And it's such a positive thing. You went to jail for that. So you get back to New Mexico and talk about what happened, because this is very important for people to understand this part of his case.
Yeah, I get back and my adversary smelt blood in the water, and they felt like I was weak enough where they could recall me. So there was a big effort with a lot of money behind it to take out radio spots, ads in newspapers, pay people to stand on the side of the road with signs. And the recall failed miserably. They could only get 28% of my constituents in my county to sign their recall because my people know me. So since they couldn't remove me through the recall process, there was plaintiffs from outside of my county that filed a civil lawsuit in regards to insurrection, were able to navigate it outside of my county into a very liberal county, which is Santa Fe County, constructed a bench trial before a liberal Democrat judge, had the likes of Erwin Sherminsky, Lawrence Tribe, Dan Abrams, NAACP, all the big hitters entered into my case. And they assassinated me in a bench trial. They removed me from office, and through a judge's order, he has barred me from ever holding office again, even though I pointed very clearly to the jurisdictional standing side of it and that there was no standing and he had no right or authority or power to rule in such a way. But all those things were ignored, and that allowed the liberal governor of New Mexico, after I was removed from my commission seat, the liberal governor of New Mexico was able to hand select who she wanted to replace me. And she replaced me with a Democrat that has run for office in this county 8 times and lost every time she ran. That's who the governor put in my seat. So what I'm hoping at the end of this one day possibly could be a class action lawsuit with every constituent that was in my district named. And it should be filed against the state of New Mexico for taking away the will of the people. And it should be a good 100%. One.
I think that's 100% what should happen. Also, there was no insurrection. Okay. So again, this is being proven again and again, taking away your seat at all. This is why I really, really ask you, this is a simple person who lives a very basic, very godly life. He does not have the kind of money to fight the government, but what has happened to him? That was his job. They also took away from him as a county commissioner. That was his job. He was elected into it. They didn't torture him enough by putting him in the gulag and putting him through that. And then Abrams and Tribe and all these people assassinating his character, calling him an insurrectionist, all of this stuff. They took away his livelihood. They took away all of this. He still fights every day. But the truth is, we need this win, because there was no precedent for this. This never should have happened. And this is happening. And let me tell you something. The first thing, me and a lot of other people that he's very involved with, he has a lot of support and friends in the Patriot movement. All of us immediately knew that they were pulling that 14th Amendment thing on you to test it, to pull it on Trump. And they're not going to get it on Trump. And you know why? because they can't prove there was an insurrection because there wasn't one. So what is the recourse for that? Is there a case to be made for that in that case?
Yeah, you know, it's a total house of cards, Mel, you know, that they've built around me. And we had, you know, yeah, they declared an insurrection in the civil courtroom. Why are you even ruling on a criminal matter in a civil court anyways? If I was to be charged with insurrection, it should have been in my criminal trial in Washington, right. D.C. So
it wasn't.
They started this charades. There's a total legal house of cards. And I got extremely exciting news just this morning that I shared with you earlier.
Yeah.
And that is the fact that the Supreme Court is now reaching back out to the New Mexico, because I have a petition filed with the Supreme Court on a district judge barring me from ever holding office again. So now the Supreme Court is reaching out to the New Mexico Supreme Court and is requiring them to give me a response because they tried to skirt the issue already. So things are heating up. And we're going to have a big win. I just don't know where it's going to come from right now. It's like, it's so exciting because there's so many different places that it could come from. But one thing's for sure, we're going to win.
I agree. And you know what? I want people to understand how happy this makes me. I saw there was a time I never thought that I would ever see you even frown, because you're such a positive person and you've uplifted so many people, including me, many times. But there was a time when it was really, really heavy. It was so heavy on you. I saw you in person and I looked at your face and you said, you know, your faith in God was the only thing keeping you going. And I just want people to really understand that this is a person that is standing for all of us. And your case is all of our case, in my opinion. And what has happened to you has been a test case. It is, I believe, mainly because Trump singled you out as an American citizen that he saw as somebody that was an icon of what he wanted to stand for, and that you were the American person that he wanted. There's many of them, but you were one specific person that he said, I stand for that guy and the people like him. And that's a problem for these globalist oligarch demons. They don't want true American heroes. And we don't have enough right now. And Coy Griffin is one of them. He will prevail in this, but we do need your support. I will give everything and anything, time, effort, energy, money, whatever, to make sure that his cases go forward. This Supreme Court asking for New Mexico to respond is a big deal. And I want everyone in America to take this personally, what they did to him. There was no insurrection. It was a lie. They needed to go prove that. They went after his job, his livelihood, his constituents that he loves, that he fights for and fought for, and they didn't care about any of that. They just wanted this to be an example, and we're going to give an example right back to them. So tell everyone how they can follow you. At the end of this, I have a little video I ask you all to watch and to contribute however you can. Everyone's looking right now to be part of the solution. This is a big part. These are legal cases that we can win through Coy's work and his and what's happened to him that are big wins for America. So let's end on what you want the American people to know right now. We're going into 2024. You and I are very aware of the enemy. They are losing. That makes them desperate. And we have a battle ahead, I believe, a march to victory, but it's going to be a tough year. So what do you have to say about what we are facing ahead and what people should be focusing on?
1,000% on the precedents that these issues are going to set in court, Mel. And it's so much bigger than Coy Griffin, you know. I mean, as your listeners so into this fight, you know, give like you're giving for your children's future, not about me, because it's about the future of our country. In regards to President Trump, you know, my first conversation with President Trump, Mel, it didn't last for 2 or 3 minutes. And President Trump told me, Coy, you're my kind of people. You know, and then he repeated that like 2 or 3 times throughout the conversation. Coy, you're my kind of people. And I told President Trump, Mr. President, you're our kind of president, you know. But that is the connection that we have, you know. And I do believe that that's why, you know, President Trump has recognized me in the ways that he has. And I know that our work, I pray, is only getting started right now. If I ever fall back into politics, I tell people I'd rather have an appointed position than an elected position. I'd like to go in as administration, maybe somewhere in the interior, and really try to fight to make a difference for the American people.
And you will. And we're going to get you back in to be able to. It's crazy that you can't be in the government. My God, we got to get you back in there, get you into like land management, you know, protecting the farmers, all the things 100%. You love and you've been great at. And we need all of that. We need all hands on deck. I believe that you will be there. So everyone, let's fight on his team. Let's get him back in place. And then let's get him in the Department of the Interior, helping our farmers and making sure that our land is treated as it's supposed to be, and that it's allocated to we the people for the best for this country. He's also been a big warrior on that border. So please help me fight the fight for Coy Griffin to win all these things. It is for the every victim, every persecuted person from January 6th, people that have not been arrested or anything. We get that knocked down. We get him back in the running, get him back in office, and it will be a win for us all. Thank you so much, Coy. You are such a good friend.
And
you really are somebody I really look up to, and I fight alongside you with every ounce of honor and pride to be your friend. So thank you so much. And everyone, please watch the video after this and give like you are giving to America. There. I only bring on people that are really fighting for we the people. And you want to be a part of that fight. Join me and Coy. We will win this country back, and it will be better than ever. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Mel. Appreciate you. Love you and Rob. See you
soon. Love you too. See you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I hope you're enjoying the show. I was just talking on my new Patriot Mobile service. I have to tell you, I'm so excited. They are incredible. They are America first. They align with my values. And you know what? It's unlimited minutes, unlimited text, Wi-Fi calling, unlimited data, high speed, everything that you could use, just like everyone else. We have our time, we have our vote, and we have our money. And the great thing about Patriot Mobile is your service will be exactly the same. Difference with Patriot Mobile is they are an America First company. And what they do is they reinvest their money into causes that matter to me and matter to you and matter to this nation. At Patriot Mobile, those causes are the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the Constitution, and our children's future. So please go to themelkshow.com. Patriot Mobile is a partner of ours. Please use the code MELK. What I can tell you too is that they are supporting me and they are supporting creators because they believe in the First Amendment. They believe that censorship is wrong and they are going to put their money where their mouth is. Do what you can for the creators out there that are doing what I'm doing. Please go to Patriot Mobile, MELK Show. All I can say is thank you so much, guys. Supporting my partners supports me, and Patriot Mobile is absolutely awesome. I checked them out. We're switching to Patriot Mobile, and we hope you do too. Thank you so much. The narrative is falling apart, but as it does, there's so much of this fraudulent disinformation, misinformation, censorship coming from the globalists. And what we need to do is be focused on the facts, cut through everything, be discerning, and get it first and foremost out there to everyone. It is important that you know what is going on. Censorship is getting nuts. You guys know it. There's accounts all over the place that are fake, that are not me. I know you guys send me emails and I really appreciate it. And you report it and it's on Telegram and Instagram and Twitter and they're not me. So I'm super excited to announce We the People with Mel K. Be the first to join. It's a VIP community, just you and me behind a paywall, no trolls, no nothing. We get to know each other. I will give you the facts first. I break a lot of stories a long time before other people. We can talk about past, present, future, history, what we're doing now, solutions for going forward, what 2024 is gonna look like. I'm gonna do breaking news, do a lot of deep dives. I'm gonna bring that information to you guys first in a live Q&A every week. So please click the link below and join me over there. We are going to create a community that is censorship proof, it's cancel proof, it's truth, it's transparency, it's on the road to God, country, justice, everything that we want in one place. This is the most incredible, amazing time to be alive. As hard as it seems and as difficult as the battle has been for you guys and definitely for me, all I know is that we all are part of the solution. We are all involved and invested, and you guys have the passion that I have. So let's join together on live Q&As once a week with me, Mel Kay, We, the people of the United States, taking back this nation. This is so exciting, guys. I've been dying to do this, and we finally got the technology right. So please join me. Click the link below. Can't wait to get started.